It's 13 to 11. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today as we welcome back to the program our money man, the prodigal son, back to Ballarat, Jerome Nugent-Smith. G'day, Jerome.
G'day, Brett. Nice. And g'day, listeners.
Nice to have you back on the program. Just to go back a step, Jerome, you've been delving in the stock market for many moons. You made around 18 million bucks. You purchased a business. Most of that disappeared. But you're back doing what you do best for Ballarat Today. We're happy to have you on board.
Thank you very much. And I think it's very fortuitous. And I think that you and Ballarat have helped me with the Midas touch, as we'll see, as this 100,000 investment unfolds.
Yeah, this is fascinating. So Jerome has concocted a $100,000 ASX investment for us. So that's 10 companies, 10 grand each. Mm-hmm. It's been live for about a month. Talk us through what's happened.
Well, basically I left the fund alone for the first couple of weeks, and then I got bored because I thought to myself, this is... I've really got to actually do something to earn a buck out of here. So of the 10 stocks, one stock, code RNU, was up 150%. So I thought, we'll take the money. So that went from 10,000 to 26,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some luck a few days later when the cash had come in from that. And there was a takeover offer for Crown Casino, Crown Resorts. And I'd been following that for decades and what was happening there. And that was from the largest private equity fund in the world, a company called Blackstone, listed on the New York Stock Exchange. And they'd made an offer for Crown, for 100% of Crown Resorts at 20% above the current price. So I immediately invested all the money that we'd made on the previous share trades into Crown. Sold the shares the same day and made 20% more.
Oh, my goodness. So there's a couple of success stories, Jerome. It hasn't all been through our rose-coloured glasses, though, has it? There's a couple of bumps, and they happen to relate to Ballarat stocks.
Well, they do. There's two companies that I put in there, if you recall, that FAU and NML, the codes, that have got gold mining leases in the Ballarat district and so on, and they are the only two companies that have actually lost money.
No.
The other eight companies have all made money. I mentioned two of those, or one of those, and the other six companies have all made a substantial amount of money. So that the actual net result of the past month is they undertook 12 trades on the ASX.
Mm.
The stocks have gone increased by nearly $12,000, and there's something just a little under 80,000 cash in the bank.
So on percentage terms, the growth that your fictional investment, we need to point that out, folks, the boss didn't give us 100K, but it's now grown to just over $190,000.
That's a 90% increase.
Well, are you surprised by this, Jerome?
Yes and no, because it's just as easy to lose the money. There's one particular stock that listed on the ASX and was $7.43, I think, in the middle of February, and a month later it was down to $1.99.
So they call that tanking in the biz, right?
74% tanking.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So okay. That's a pretty nasty experience for people that got into clean space.
Speaking of tanking, tell us about Deliveroo.
Well, Deliveroo is a very interesting story because most people would be familiar with Deliveroo and so on.
Mm.
The company listed on the London Stock Exchange last week as an IPO, initial public offering. And immediately upon opening, before opening, the pundits were expecting a 30% increase. Immediately on opening, they had a 30% decrease. So there's a minus 60% of terms of expectations. It finished the day at minus 20%. So people lost their shirts, pants,
goodness
and
gracious.
Underpants.
Well, just is the market for the Deliveroo type service just too crowded?
Well, I think that was one reason. I think another reason was that they massively overpriced the initial offering and so on, and the institutional and the funds and the average punter and so on weren't particularly happy with it and weren't prepared to pay the IPO price.
Whack. You've listed your key reasons for success, Jerome. Some of them make sense, others make me chuckle. You know, you've got 50-plus years experience, that makes sense. Persistence, that makes sense. Point number five you've put down is luck. That's hard to come across, isn't it? You can't really control that.
No, you can't. The very good example of that, and very practical example and real example of that is the selling of the RNU shares and getting that initial $25,000 and then putting all of that money into Crown Casino on the basis of a takeover that came in on the Sunday night. It was announced to the ASX. Crown announced it to the ASX early Monday morning. I immediately put a buy order in. And as soon as I got the confirmation of the buy order, I put a sell order in at 20%.
Whoosh.
And, yeah, and so that was luck, even though I'd been following the stock and knew all about the stock and all about Blackstone and so on.
To get that growth.
Get that growth in one day.
Now, Jerome, you're teaching U3A classes in Ballarat at the moment, and what you're teaching them is, I think what you're about to teach us, is that investing in the stock market is not set and forget. In fact, you treat it as a daily job.
Exactly. I'm basically at the computer well before 8 a.m., and I have a series of websites which I use to research the stocks and find out the latest ASX announcements and so on. And then basically by probably 9 o'clock, I would have made my decisions as to either invest in particular stocks or not invest. And if I do invest, then basically I will follow those stocks until, you know, I've bought, and then I'll put an immediate sell order in. So I've actually changed the strategy, which in some ways is a little bit more risky, but in other ways it's, if you can buy and sell in the same day, if you think about it, your return on investment, Brett, is infinity. Imagine that, infinity, because you're not using your own money. If you can buy and sell on the same day. Now,
Jerome, you're doing my head in today.
This is an absolute mind bender.
Yeah, it is indeed. I'm going to look for that button on the calculator next time, the infinity button.
Try an infinity. It's like this.
Jerome, we're going to have to get back to this next time because we're shot for time, but your connections with the Macau gambling icon, Stanley Ho, it's a fascinating yarn. We might hold that over until we catch you in May. And can we continue this meteoric rise on the ASX? Is it possible?
It is possible, and we'll just have to see how it pans out.
Ballarat Today's money man, Jerome Nugent-Smith. Thanks for your time.
A pleasure.